Today, we continue our systematic study on the words of the Lord Jesus, according to the Gospel of Matthew.
今天我们会继续有系统的来看主耶稣的教导，在马太的福音里面。
We have been studying the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 6, for the past few weeks. Let me recap for you in brief what we learned the past few weeks.
过去几周我们在看马太福音的第六章。那我为大家温习一下我们过去几周所学习的内容。
You have come to the Christian Church of God. What is Christianity all about?
基督教到底是关于什么呢？
Christianity is about having a right relationship with the living God.
那基督教是关于与这位活生生的真神有一个关系。
Christianity is about maintaining that relationship.
基督教也是关于如何与神有保持这样子正确的关系。
And all this is possible only through Jesus Christ.
能够做到这些是唯有通过耶稣基督。
Christianity is not just about taking part in church activities.
基督教不是只是关于参加不同的教会活动。
For this very reason, prayer is at the very heart of true Christian life.
正因为如此，祷告是真基督徒生活的中心。
But when the Bible says prayer, it doesn't mean any form of prayer, but rather what Jesus describes as praying to God in a secret place.
但是当圣经提到祷告的时候，那不是指任何一类的祷告，而是好像耶稣所描述的在隐秘处向神的祷告。
This was what we learned about a month ago.
那这就是我们大约一个月前所学习的。
Now, if you have missed that lesson, I refer you to the recording on our website.
那如果你上一次没有听到这个信息，我鼓励你在我们的网站去听这个信息。
To use the words of Jesus, true prayer is about praying to God in the secret place.
那真正的祷告是关于在隐秘处向神祷告，那这是主耶稣的话。
But if I use the words of the psalmists in the Hebrew scripture, true praying is about seeking God's face and finding God's face.
但是如果我们看希伯来圣经诗人在诗篇所描述的，那祷告的真意就是去寻求神的面，还有找着神的面。
If I may quote another psalmist,True prayer has to do with setting Yahweh continually before me.
那我也想引用一个诗人的说话。那真正的祷告是关于将雅伟常常摆在我的面前。
Do you now understand what prayer is?
那大家现在明白真正的祷告是什么了吗？
In this definition, do you pray?
那按着这个定义，那你是否有祷告呢？
Have you ever prayed?
那你是否曾经尝试祷告？
Have you tried to pray?
有没有尝试过祷告呢？
For those of you who pray, are you overcoming distractions?
当中有学习祷告的人呢，你有没有胜过不同的纷扰呢？
For those of you who are learning to pray, have you found it difficult to overcome distractions?
那当中在学习祷告的时候，你觉得胜过这些纷扰是困难还是容易呢？
In order to devote yourself to this set time of prayer, have you found it easy to set your smartphone to silent mode?
那为了能够专心的去祷告，那你把智能手机调到静音，对你来说是一件容易的事吗？
Or have you found it very difficult to switch off your phone or turn your phone to silent mode?
又或者你觉得这么去做真的是有点困难的。
What I'm saying, for every person who have learned to pray, you will find prayer not so simple, not so easy.
那我想表达的是，若你尝试过祷告，你会发现祷告并不是想象中的那么容易。
For those of you who are learning to pray, do you know what it is to make contact with God by calling on Yahweh, the name of God?
那我们当中学习祷告的人，你是否知道如何透过呼求神的名雅伟去与他有接触呢？
Do you know what it is to set Yahweh continually before me?
那你是否认识到什么叫做我把雅伟常常摆在我的面前呢？
Now, the Sermon on the Mount contains the words of the Lord Jesus in three chapters in the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 5, chapter 6, and chapter 7.
在马太福音里面，主耶稣在登山宝训的这个教导总共涵盖了三章，就是马太福音的五、六、七三章。
You might recall that Matthew chapter 5 describes the transcendent life that God calls the disciples to live.
那或许你还记得在第五章里面，那里描述了神呼召基督徒去活出的超凡的生命。
The life that God our Father has called us to live is a very high calling.
那种神呼召我们去活出的生命是非常高的一个呼召。
Matthew 5 describes to us the high standard that we are called to live.
那马太福音就向我们描绘了那神呼召我们去活出来这种超凡的生命。
But the only way to live up to God's high calling is to maintain a right relationship with Him through prayer.
但是要成功的活出这个高的呼召的唯一途径呢？是需要我们透过祷告和神维持这样正确的关系。
This is the reason why, as we leave chapter 5 behind and enter into chapter 6, we see Jesus talking about praying to God in a secret place.
那这也是为什么当我们离开马太福音五章去到第六章的时候，会发现主耶稣向门徒们去教导如何在隐秘处向神祷告。
If Gospel of Matthew chapter 5 is like a tree that people can see, and then chapter 6 is like the root that is hidden from sight.
那如果马太福音五章好像一棵树是人能够看见的，那么马太福音六章就好像这棵树的根部系统是人看不见的。
Without putting into practice chapter 6, there is no way we can live the life in chapter 5.
就是说，如果没有去实践第六章里面关于祷告的教导，你就活不出第五章所描绘的超凡的生命。
Or if our prayer life is dysfunctional, there is no possibility that we can live out God's high calling.
又或者我们的祷告实际上是不是正常在运作的，那我们也无法活出神对我们这样高的呼召。
Matthew chapter 6 is the hidden root system of a huge tree.
那马太福音第六章就好像一棵大树所隐藏的这个根部系统。
And an important section of Matthew 6 is the Lord's Prayer.
那在马太福音六章里面一个重要的段落就是主祷文。
Today, we want to take a second look, a closer look at the Lord's Prayer.
那今天我们会再次来看主祷文，去仔细的去看主耶稣的教导。
Now, normally, when the Church of God studies the Lord's Prayer, we begin from verse 9 on to, say, 13 or 15, but we always start from verse 9.
那在教会里面，我们通常看主祷文是从第9节到13节或者15节这样子去看。
But I want to point out to you this morning that if we read the Lord's Prayer starting from verse 9 without paying attention to verse 8, we miss something important.
那今天早上我想为大家指出，如果我们学习主祷文是从第9节去看，而没有和第8节一起看，那么我们就会错过一些重要的事情。
Verse 8 in chapter 6 must be read together with the Lord's Prayer.
马太福音六章八节需要和主祷文一起去看。
So let us review for ourselves, starting from verse 7 all the way to the end of verse 13.
那我们再次重温第七节到第十三节。
First, verse 7 and 8. And when you pray, do not use vain repetitions as the heathen do, for they think that they will be heard for their many words.Do not imitate them, for your Father knows your needs before you ask Him for anything. So, you should pray like this. You see, verse 9 continues on immediately after verse 8. So, you should pray like this. Our Father in heaven, and so on.
马太福音六章七到九节，你们祈祷的时候不可重复无意义的话，像教外人一样。他们以为话多了就蒙垂听，人不可像他们，因为在你们祈求以先，你们的父已经知道你的需要了。第九节，所以你们要这样祷告。所以留意到这里有一个连接词，所以要一起去看。我们在天上的父。
Verse 9 again, all the way to 13. So you should pray like this. Our Father who art in heaven, may your name be held holy. Your kingdom come.Your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread, or an alternative translation that we were taught last week, give us today our bread for tomorrow, and forgive us our debts as we have forgiven those who are in debt to us. And do not put us to the test, but save us from the evil one.
马太福音六章九到十三节，所以你们要这样祈祷：我们在天上的父，愿你的名被尊为圣，愿你的国降临，愿你的旨意成就在地上，如同在天上一样。我们每天所需的食物，求你今天赐给我们，或者是上一周学习过的，我们今天赐给我们明日的食物。那第十二节，赦免我们的罪，好像我们饶恕了得罪我们的人。求你让我们不陷诱惑，救我们脱离那恶者。
This morning, I'd like to revisit the Lord's Prayer with you from a different angle.
今天早上我想带大家从另外一个角度去认识主祷文。
Observing something very strange in verse 8, that is the sentence right before the start of the Lord's Prayer.
我们观察到第六章八节有一个奇怪的一点。
Do you see something strange here?
大家看得见有没有什么奇怪的地方呢?
I seem to see something very strange here, do you?
那我在这里就看到一个奇怪的一点。
Jesus says, Your heavenly Father, that is God,knows your needs before you ask him for anything.
你们的天父就是神，在你们求以前已经知道你的需要了。
That is, before you open your mouth to pray anything to him, he already knows what you need. That's very strange.
意思就是，当你还没有开口去祈祷之前呢，神已经知道你的需要了。那这就有点奇怪了。
This makes me think of my relatives.When I was back home in China, every year when we visit the tomb, to sweep the tomb, so to speak,
那这时我想起亲戚去扫墓。
There's a good chance that you have seen someone talking to the dead people while visiting their tomb.
可能你曾经见过，当扫墓的时候，你的有一些家人会向这些死去的人去说话。
If the deceased were your parents, and then the person may say, Dad,Mom, all your children are okay. We're living fine. We don't lack any money. Don't worry about us.
如果去世的家人是你的父母亲，可能你会对他说：“爸爸妈妈，不用担心我们，我们家人都很好，我们没有缺乏什么。”
And today, I brought you barbecue pork and also rice and oranges and apples for you. Enjoy. Please don't go hungry.
那今天就为你带来了烧肉。还有一些的水果啊，这些你就好好享受啊，不要挨饿。
Don't forget to bless your children, keep us safe.
请你祝福我们一家人。
Thinking that unless you tell them how you are, they won't know because of course they don't know they are dead.
当然，去世的人是已经听不见了。
But then you may say these are dead people, these are not gods. But have you seen people praying to idols, to gods?
又或者说啊，这些是去世的人，当然他们听不见了。但是你是否听过有些人向一些神明啊祷告呢
？Maybe you have prayed to some gods in your life, have you?
又或者你曾经向一些的神明去祈求，你有这么做吗
？How did you pray?
那你是如何祷告的呢
？What did you say?
你说了什么呢
？I need to pass my exam. I need a good husband. I need money. I need to win this lottery. You bring a list of things you need, and you tell the God, praying that He would do it for you, right?
他们预备了一张清单，就是我需要钱，我需要买房子，我需要等等这些的清单，然后我就一项一项的向这个神明去祷告，希望他能够听到我的需求，去为我成就。
According to the words of Jesus Christ,
但是从主耶稣的教导来看呢
？According to the words of Jesus today, there is something wrong with that form of praying. It's no true prayer at all.
按着耶稣基督的话来说，这样子的祷告就不是真的祷告了。这样子方式的祈求是错误的。
It also betrays one fact. Whatever gods the person is praying to is no true God. They don't know your need. You need to tell them your needs before they understand you.
那这也反映出一个事实，就是这些所谓的神明并不是真神。原因就是你需要告诉他你需要什么，他才为你做。
By a sharp contrast, We hear Jesus saying to you this morning, your Father knows what you need before you even open your mouth.
那这就是和耶稣的话有非常大的对比。这里主耶稣说，当你在开口祈求以前呢，亚伟神已经知道你的需要了。
But then we have a problem on our hands.
我们就似乎碰到了一个问题。
Since the Heavenly Father knows your needs before you even ask Him for anything, why do you have to pray?
那既然天父在你祈求之前已经知道你一切的需要，那为什么还要祷告呢？
Would it not be very foolish, meaningless?
那这看起来不是有一些没意义啊，有一些愚蠢。
Because whatever your little brain can think of to say to God, before you say it, He knows it all.
那原因就是，那我们有限的头脑想到的事情，当我们还没开口向他祷告，他已经知道我们在想什么了。
Maybe this is the reason why you have stopped praying.
又或者这也可能是你不祈祷的一个原因。
Have you stopped praying? You try a few times, but you have stopped, right? Have you stopped praying?
那你是否停止了祷告呢？或者你曾经尝试过几次，但是停下来了。
Is this the reason why you have stopped?
这是为什么你停下祷告的原因吗？
Because no wonder some have said, true prayer is remaining quiet before God. Why say anything?
这又是为什么有一些圣经的教师说，真正的祷告不是在乎你说多少，而是保持沉默。
But this can't be right either.
但是这样的解释不是正确的。
Because if this is correct, then Jesus, our Lord, is also making a fool of himself. Because he says, For your Father knows your needs before you ask him for anything. So you should pray in the following way, Our Father who art in heaven, and so on and so forth. He goes on to teach us how to pray.
那如果这样的解释是正确的话，那耶稣我们的老师就好像是在砸自己的脚一样。那原因就是当他说在我们还没祈求以前 他已经知道了，但是他接着又去教导门徒去这样祷告，我们在天上的父，愿人都尊你的名为圣。
Solution? Answer? Anyone to help out?
有没有人回应？
Anyone? Any words of wisdom?Heavenly Father knows, yes, but we don't know, is a reply, but it sounds mysterious. Can you explain?
刚才回弟兄说天父知道，但是我们不知道，那可不可以稍微解释一下？
He said, the Father knows what we need, but we don't know.
他说天父知道我们的需要，但我们不知道。
Well, that happens to be the right answer.
那这个确实是对的答案。
And do you understand what he said?
大家明白这个。
It is true that God doesn't need to be told what your needs are. Being God, he knows. But it is you who need to know what you really need and what you don't need.
确实神不需要被告知你的需要是什么。那他既然是神，他知道。反而是你需要知道你真正需要的是什么，而不需要什么。
It's no point to tell God what you don't need, but you need to know what you really need.
我们向神求那些我们不需要的事情是没有意义的，反而我们要知道、认识到自己真正的需要是什么。
True praying is not to tell God what you need as if He doesn't know what you need.True prayer is approaching God to allow God to show you what you really need.
真正的祷告并不是告诉神你的需要，好像他不认识你的需要一样。真正的祷告是去亲近神，容许他去向你说话，显明你真正的需要是什么。
Sometimes when you're in a special situation of need, when you quiet down before Him,He will show you in your heart what you really need. But much more often, God will show you what you really need if you learn to pray along the lines of the Lord's Prayer.
有些时候你经历一些特殊的情况，当你愿意去安静下来，去仰望他的时候，他会在你心里面显明你需要的是什么。那很多时候呢，如果你懂得去 像神、好像主导文所提的那样去祷告的时候，神就会向你显明你的需要。
Ecclesiastes chapter 5 verses 1 and 2，
传道书五章一到二节。
Watch your step when you go to the house of God, that is to pray. Offering to listen is better than fools offering sacrifices, because they don't discern whether or not they are doing evil. Verse 2. Don't speak impulsively. Don't be in a hurry to give voice to your words before God, because God is in heaven.And you are living on earth, and therefore, let your words be few.
传道书五章一到二节，你到神的殿，脚步要谨慎，近前聆听，胜于愚昧人献祭，因为他们不知道所做的是恶的。在神面前不可冒失开口，心急发言，因为神在天上，你在地上，所以你的言语要寡少。
Here you see the reason why keep talking to God is not true prayer.
那这里我们看到为什么、一直向神去说话不是真的祷告。
Because every time when you're busy telling God what you think you need, what you think he doesn't know, then you are not in a position to listen to him.
那原因就是每当你忙着向神去说你的需要，好像他不知道的时候呢，那其实你就失去了这个安静的机会去聆听。
But true praying is approaching God and learning to keep quiet and just listen.
而真正的祷告是去来到神的面前学习安静去聆听。
But then I said a moment ago, Jesus has given us a further guideline.
但是刚才正如我说，主耶稣在给我们更多的指引。
To be quiet and listen to God is only in preparation to be shown by God you really need.
那学习去安静在神的面前去聆听是一个预备的功夫、去能够、听到他、对我们的说话，使到我们知道需要什么。
After so many minutes, we finally understand the important connection between verse 8 and verse 9.
那在经过这么多分钟以后，我们终于知道第八节和第九节重要的关联了。
Because in the Lord's Prayer, the words of Jesus contains guidelines, a list of things that you really need, and you need to know them. And those who pray along these lines will know what you truly need.
那原因就是在耶稣、他给的这个祷告范例主导文里面包含了不同的事情呢，是你真实的需要。那学习这么去祷告的人呢，他们会听到神对他们说他们真实的需要。
The Lord's Prayers contain 7 petitions.
那主导文里面包含了七个请求。
And therefore, looking at these from this angle, we see a list of 7 things that you need to know that you really need.
那从这个角度去明白主导文，我们看到七件你真的需要的，认识到你是你真的需要认识的你的需要。
So let me go through these 7 needs that you all have, that we all have, one by one.
所以让我和大家去介绍这七件事情是我们每一个人都需要的。
Jesus says, Our Father who are in heaven,May your name be held holy.
那耶稣说，我们在天上的父，愿你的名被尊为圣。
You need to know that Yahweh is the name of the only God.
你需要知道，亚伟是这位独一真神的名字。
Jesus says, you should pray like this. Heavenly Father, may your name, the name of Heavenly Father, be held by people in the world as holy.
那耶稣他说，你们要这样祈祷，我们在天上的父，愿你的名被世人都能够去尊崇为圣。
Jesus, the Son of God, is immersed, is steeped in Scripture.
那耶稣他是神的儿子，他对神的话语非常的明白。
Jesus knows well from the Hebrew Scripture that the name of the Heavenly Father is Yahweh.
那耶稣 知道希伯来圣经所启示神的名字是亚伟。
And he longs for the day when people in the world all hold God's name Yahweh as holy.
那他也期盼所有的人有一天能够去尊崇天父的名字为圣洁。
You need to know the name of the only God is called Yahweh.
那你也需要去知道独一的真神他的名字是亚伟。
This is important because a name directs you to a specific person.
这个是非常重要的，因为名字将我们指向这个特定的人。
We Chinese have many shortcomings.
那我们中国人有不少的缺点。
One of the things that we lack is that we are very careless about thinking about gods and deities.
那一个方面我们非常缺乏的就是去思想有没有神。
A tree can be a god to us.
那可能一棵树可以成为我们的神。
A huge mountain can be a god.
那一座山可能成为神。
The soul of someone who has died can be a god, we believed.
那我们甚至认为那些去世的人，那他们也可以成为神明。
The sun can be a god.
那太阳也可以成为神。
The power of lightning can be another god.
那这个闪电也可以成为神。
Even an elephant can be a god.
那又或者一个大象也是神。
Even the earth can be a god.
那土地也是有土地的神。
So many Chinese burn incense to the god of the earth every month.
那好多中国人每个月都向这个土地公烧香。
Our minds in terms of spiritual things are very muddled and very confused.
那我们的思想对于属灵的事情是非常的不清晰。
I have heard some people tell me what their parents in China told them.
那我曾经听过一些的分享，那他们分享他们在中国的父母亲是这样告诉他们的
：Sonny or my daughter, now that you're in UK, worship the gods in the UK.
他们是这么说的：女儿啊，或者是儿子啊，既然你都搬到了英国，那你就要在英国拜那边的神。
While you were in China, in the family, you follow me to the temple. We worship Chinese gods, but now you worship English gods.
那当你还在中国的时候，你跟我们一起拜中国不同的神呢、啊？那既然你搬到英国，那你就去那边去拜英国的神吧。
For us Chinese people, the logic makes sense.
那对于我们中国人来说，这样的逻辑是行得通。
When you're a driver, you drive a car in China, you buy insurance in China, right?
那当你在国内去开车的时候，你是买国内的保险。
And now that you're in UK.Your premium you pay in China doesn't cover you here.
那既然你搬到了英国，那在中国买的保险就保障不了你了。
Of course, you need to buy insurance in England.
那当然，你在英国就要买这里的保险。
To be sure, wherever you go, you worship the gods, the local gods there. That's the best way to go.
那所以，不论你去到哪里，要去找当地的神啊，这个是最好的方法了。
How foolish!
那这个是非常。愚昧的一个思想。
The Bible tells us the only true God is the Maker, is the Creator of all things in the universe.
那圣经向我们启示，这个独一的神，他是这个世界的造物主。
Any other deity which is not the Creator of the universe is not the only God. It's not true.
那其他所谓的神明。不是创造这个宇宙万有的神，他们不是真神。
They are either false and empty.
他们或者是空的，是没有这回事。
Or at best, they are a spiritual power. They are created.
又或者另外一种情况是，他们是属灵的力量，是人造出来的。
In this universe, there is only one creator, one maker of all things.
那在这个宇宙万物当中，只有一位真的神。他是创造万有的主宰。
And his name is not rock, is not sun, is not moon, is not mountain.
那他的名字不是土地、石头、月亮、太阳或者是山。
The one name he's revealed to mankind is the name Yahweh.
那他向人类所写明的名字是亚伟。
Let me read to you the words of the Apostle Paul in 1 Corinthians chapter 8 and verse 6.
让我为大家去读使徒保罗在哥林多前书八章六节所说的。
But for us, that is, those who know Yahweh, but for us, there is only one God. He is the Father from whom everything originated, and we are for Him. Moreover, there is one Lord, Jesus Christ, through whom all things originated, inclusive of us, through Him.
哥林多前书八章六节，然而我们就是指这些认识亚伟神的人，只有一位神，就是父，万物都是从他而来，我们也为了他而活，我们也只有一位主，就是耶稣基督，万物都是借着他而有的，我们也是借着他而有的。
So the first thing the Lord's Prayer teaches you need to know is this: there is only one God and His name is Yahweh.
那主导文所教导我们需要知道的第一件事情呢，就是只有一位真神，他的名字是亚伟。
You need to learn to differentiate between so-called gods who are not the creator and the only one God who is the creator. That's what you need to know.
那你需要去知道的就是如何分辨这众多所谓的神明，他们并不是这个世界万有的创造主。而去从这个独一的真神亚伟啊，世界万物的造物主啊，去分别出来。
And the name of the one God is called Yahweh.
所以这位独一真神的名字是亚伟。
Let me quote to you the book of Exodus, chapter 3 and verse 15.
让我为大家去读出埃及记三章十五节。
God further said to Moses, "You are to tell the Israelites, Yahweh.The God of your ancestors, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob, had sent me to you. This is my name for all time, and thus I am to be invoked for all generations to come."
出埃及记三章十五节，神又对摩西说：“你要对以色列人这样说：亚伟，你们祖宗的神，就是亚伯拉罕的神、以撒的神、雅各的神，差遣我到你们这里来。”这就是我永久的名字，我世世代代被纪念的名字。
Yahweh is the name of the only God which He wants mankind to invoke to make contact with Him.
那亚伟神，他的名字是亚伟，他想人类去用这个名字和他有接触。
If you just pray to God, I pray to God, I'm praying to God, you may not reach the Creator.
那如果你是只是向神去祷告，那有可能你接触不到这位创造万有的主宰。
If you are lucky, your prayer doesn't reach anybody. It's empty.
如果你幸运的话，你的祈祷达不到任何人那里，因为祷告的对象是空洞的。
If you are unlucky, calling just praying to God may connect you to a false god, a dangerous idol.
那如果你是运气不好的呢，你的祈祷可能使你去向一个假的神明，这个属灵的力量去祷告。
True prayer starts from knowing the name Yahweh of the only God and calling that name to make contact.
那真正祷告的起点是认识到独一真神的名亚伟，而呼求他的名，与他有接触。
The Hebrew Scripture assures us.All those who call on that name of Yahweh will not be disappointed. He will hear you.
那希伯来圣经它对我们是这样子去担保的：如果有人去呼求亚伟神的名，他就不至于失望，那他会寻求到神。
Do you want to call on His name?
你是否想要呼求神的名呢？
Do you want to make contact of the one God?
你是否想和这独一的神有接触呢？
A second thing the Lord's Prayer teaches us is derived from the words Your kingdom come.
那在主导文第二件事情我们学习的是你的国度降临。
Jesus says Your kingdom come. May your kingdom come.
耶稣说愿你的国降临。
I have told the church before many times in the past 8 years that the coming of the kingdom of God to earth is central, is focal to the teaching of Jesus.
那在过去八年里面，我和教会多次的去教导耶稣基督，他教导的中心是神的国度降临到地上。
Right after expressing longing to expressing honor to the name of Yahweh, immediately Jesus says, "May your kingdom come to earth."
那在耶稣教导门徒向神去呼求，去尊崇他的名之后呢，他马上将焦点放在了神的国度。
So when you learn to pray along the lines of the Lord's Prayer, this is the second thing you need to know.
那所以当你按着主导文所给的指引这样子去祷告的时候呢，这就是第二件事情你需要知道的。
You need to know, according to God's plan, the kingdom of God is arriving on this planet Earth soon.
那你需要认识到那神的国度那是将要来到这个地上。
Because if you don't know that,
因为如果你不知道这一点，
suppose you don't believe this,
又或者你不相信他的国度要来到，
you would be wasting your time.
你就会荒废了你的时间。
The things you're doing is a waste of time.
那你所做的事情呢，就是会荒废掉了。
How are you living your life from day to day?
那你是如何去过你的人生的呢？
What solid plans and glorious plans have you drawn up for the next 1 year or 2 years for yourselves?
那你为了将来的一年两年为自己计划了什么伟大的一个计划呢？
On what basis do you know the plans you have drawn up for yourself is a wise plan, is a good plan for you?
那你有什么根据可以确定你为自己所计划的是一个非常有智慧、非常好的计划呢？
Unless you know the kingdom of God is arriving on earth soon, all your plans will be a waste of time.
那除非你认识到神的国度是将要来到这个地上，要不然你所计划的都是在虚度光阴。
I repeat, your plans.Big and small would be a waste of time if you do not know God's kingdom is coming.
那我再重复，如果你不认识这一点，就是神的国度将要来临到地上，你的计划无论大或者是小，都是在浪费时间。
The many things you are planning to do, the many things you are busy doing from day to day, do you know the purpose?
那每一天我们有好多不同的事情去忙，你知道背后的目的是什么？
Some of our young people have been reading a very good book titled Purpose Driven Life.
那我们当中的年轻人正在读一本很好的书，叫做标杆人生。
A life that is driven with a sense of purpose.
就是人生是被这个目标所驱使。
May I suggest to you that by the grace of God, you are looking at, you are listening to a living book, Purpose-Driven Life.
那我可以为大家去推荐，你在看着一个活生生的书，这个人生是被目标所驱使。
Both my dear brother Albert and myself are two people, and there are others,We are two persons who are driven by purpose as we live from week to week.
那我的弟兄 Albert 和我自己还有当中其他的人，我们每一天呢都是被这个目标所驱使去活的。
You can feel it as you interact with me the past 8 years.
那你和我交往的过程当中，你可以感受到。
You have watched me, you have observed me in close proximity, that I am a person driven with a sense of purpose.
那过去八年你有机会去观察我，会发现我是这样的一个人，是被目标所驱使的。
I simply don't waste time.
那我就不会浪费时间。
Are you wasting time?
那你是否在荒废你的时间呢？
Do you know what you are living for?
你知道你的人生是为什么目标而活吗？
Have you got a purpose of life in your heart?
那你的心里面是否对人生有一个目标呢？
You may have money.
那你或者有钱。
You may have cars.
你或许有汽车。
You may have intelligence.
你或许有智慧。
You may have a house.
或许你有房子。
You may have a family.
你有家庭。
Have you got purpose in your life?
但是你的人生有目标吗？
Are you ignorant what you're living for? What is life all about?
那你是否从没想过你的人生是为什么而活呢？
May your kingdom come, Jesus says.
那耶稣说，愿你的国度降临。
So those who pray along this line should know as a second item that God's kingdom is coming soon.
所以那些学习按着主导文去祷告的，他们会知道第二件需要知道的事情就是神的国度将要来临。
And therefore, the purpose for your life is to enter and help others enter.
那正因为如此，那你人生的目标应该是要进入神的国，还有帮助其他人进入神的国。
I rush on to the third item.
那我就来到第三件事情。
May your will be done on earth as in heaven.
愿你的旨意成就在地上，如同在天上一样。
As you pray along the line of the Lord's Prayer, you need to know the third thing, that God's will for you, that is, God's plan for you, is the best.
那当你学习按着主导文去向神祈求的时候，你需要知道的第三件事情，就是要知道神的旨意，是最好的。
In other words, only people who are persuaded that God's plan for him or her is the best, will say this, your will be done on earth. Your will be done, be carried out in my life, as it is in heaven.
那换句话说，能够这样子向神说，愿你的旨意成就在地上，如同在天上一样的这个人，是已经认识到神的旨意对他来说是最好的。
Let me quote to you the words of the Apostle Paul again, Romans chapter 12 and verse 2.
让我为大家再读使徒保罗的另一段话，在罗马书十二章第二节。
I'm reading from the complete Jewish Bible translation.
我读的就是CJB 这个英文版本。
Do not let yourselves be conformed to the standards of this age. Instead, keep letting yourselves be transformed by the renewing of your minds, so that you will know what is the will of God.And will agree that what he wants of you is good, satisfying, and perfect.
罗马书十二章二节，不要模仿这个世代，倒要借着心意的更新而改变过来，使你们可以查验出什么是神的旨意，就是查验出什么是美好的、令人满意和完美的。
You see, the Apostle Paul understands the Lord's Prayer very well.
所以大家可以看得见，保罗他是非常明白主导文。
The Apostle Paul understands that we should pray along the lines of the Lord's Prayer.
那使徒保罗他明白我们要按着主导文的这个方式去祷告。
He understands that you must know that God's kingdom is coming.
他这里提到你需要知道神的国度将要来了。
And therefore, do not imitate the way people plan their lives, the things that other people do.
所以不要去效法这世人他们是如何去计划自己的生命的。
They don't know. They don't believe God's kingdom is coming. That's why they live the way they do.
但他们不相信，他们也不知道神的国度将要来到地上，所以他们是这样子愚昧的去行。
I, my wife, and my co-workers do not live the way others do.
那我自己、我的妻子还有我的同工们就不好像世人这样子去生活。
I'm not wasting time.
我就不浪费时间。
So, but I have highlighted in red the last two lines.
那我为大家用红色的字去画出。
Your minds, your thinking needs to change.
那你的思想、你的心意要被更新改变。
The result is that you will know what the will or the plan of God is.
那如果你是这样子去回应的话呢，你就可以查验神的旨意，他的计划是什么。
And the day when you understand what the plan, the will of God is, you will also agree that what God wants in your life is good, satisfying, and perfect for you.
那当你去认识到神的旨意，去明白他的计划以后呢，你会认同神想要他的旨意对你来说是这么美好、令人满意和完美的。
Now I am fully aware that the second term, satisfying, translating the original Greek word ephariston, is normally translated as pleasing to God.
那我知道，这个第二个令人满意的这个希腊原文，
ephariston
的含义是
the normal translation.
一般翻译为讨神喜悦。
对。But I have chosen this translation for a reason.
但是我选择了，这个翻译是有一个原因的。
In the original language, the adjective does not specify towards which person.
那在原来的希腊原文，这个形容词并没有标明是向神向谁去表达这个满意。
It can mean satisfying to God and therefore pleasing to God.Or satisfying to the person himself or herself.
那可能性有是去讨神的喜悦，或者是使这个祷告人得到喜悦。
So I've chosen this meaning to strike home the point that the will of God is perfect, is the best for you.
那我选择的这个翻译是要为大家去指明神的旨意对你来说是完美的，是最好的。
But you know, my dear ones, I understand you want freedom.
但是我亲爱的各位，我也明白你是想要自由。
I know you feel you are born free.
那我知道好多人觉得我出生就是自由。
I understand you don't want to be controlled, restricted.
那我也明白好多人不想自己被限制或者是控制。
That's why you loathe the too many words from the mouth of your mother.
那这也是为什么你不想听你妈妈对你很多的提醒。
You think you are mature, you want to be free.
因为原因就是你觉得自己已经成熟，我已经要我的自由。
And this is one of the reasons why you are not committing your life to God through baptism.
这也是为什么你还没有向神去委身去洗礼。
Because you have a brain, you think you know.
原因就是你有思想，你觉得你知道。
You sit there and observe the other Christians who have been baptized. You think they are not free, they are controlled.
当你去观看其他的基督徒，你觉得他们活得好像很不自由，他们被控制。
You are afraid that God wants to take away and make you lose your freedom.
你担心的就是神想要拿走你的自由。
And you look at the people in the world, how free they live.
而你看到这个世人，他们看起来好像是非常的自由选择自己要怎么过。
But today, the Lord's Prayer says to you, what you need to know is God's will. It is satisfying. It's the best for you.
但是今天我们在主导文学习的第三件事情就是神的旨意它是那么的完美，是令人满意的。
Whether it is Chinese martial arts, or playing the violin, or Chinese calligraphy, you need a trainer, you need an instructor, a teacher to train you.
不论是学习功夫，或者是学习小提琴，或者学习毛笔字，你都需要有一个指导的人来训练你。
Otherwise, you can never get too far.
那如果没有人去指导你呢，你就不能够学得很好。
I was one of those young people who was lucky to listen to my teacher of Chinese calligraphy.
那我自己很幸运有机会从我的老师去教导我写毛笔字。
And supposing this is a desk, all children pick up a Chinese brush.With the wrist landing, pivoting on the desk, and to write like this. With the wrist on the desk like this, right? That's the way you write your Chinese brush, right?
那如果这个是桌子，那好多小朋友就会这样子开始去写，就把手腕放在桌子上写。
Because you feel this way you're holding the brush is easier, right?
那你觉得这样子去施力是比较方便的。
A good thing.I was obedient and I trust my teacher enough. I listened to my teacher.
但是我庆幸的是当时我听了老师对我的说话。
My teacher taught the class to lift up the wrist in the air. Hold the brush with a relaxed palm. Hold the brush and turn the brush.
当时我的学校的老师就教导 我们的同学要把手腕从桌子上拿起来，去放松，去用，这样子去写字。
With your hand anchored on the desk, you could write too, but only so and so, you know?
如果你是把手腕放在桌子上，你也可以写，但是写出来就是那样子。
But only those who hold the brush in the air can really develop and then hold a big brush and write very huge characters, like a piece of art.
唯有那些学习把手腕从桌子上拿起来的人，那他们才有潜力去，做得更好，甚至能够用很大的毛笔去写出很漂亮的字。
There are many trainers and coaches in the world for athletes.
那在世界上有好多不同的训练员还有教练，去训练职业运动员。
You, none of you, is a professional athlete.
那我们当中都没有人是职业运动员。
But imagine if you were a professional boxer.
那如果大家想象一下，你是一个职业的拳击手。
If your eyes are after the championship.
如果你追求的是得到冠军。
What you dream of day and night is to get the best coach in the world, right?
那你，每天去梦想的就是能够得到这个世界上最好的一个教练。
The foundation is not the fist, but the footwork.
那这个基础功就是马步。
对 ，footwork 马步 ，yeah. It's a common knowledge in the athletic world.
那这个是在运动的知识里面是被认可的。
There are low-level coaches and there are world-class trainers.
那在这个运动界有，程度低的这些训练员，那也有世界级的一些的教练。
Yahweh, our Heavenly Father, is like the best manager, the best trainer in the whole world.
那亚伟就好像世界上最好的经纪人，最好的教练。
He knows how to train you up well.
他知道如何把你栽培的好。
He knows how to lay a good foundation for you.
他知道如何为你打一个好的基础。
But he also lets you have the freedom in due time to develop your potential.
那在合适的时间，他也跟你有自由去发展你的潜能。
He is the first one to want you to develop your potential to the maximum.
那他其实是那一位想要你去达到你所有潜能的那一位。
In the beginning, he limits your freedom only to prevent you from wasting your potential.
那在开始的时候，他限制你的自由的原因是为了使你不至于浪费了你的潜力。
The only reason he restricts you is that he doesn't want you to become a poor athlete or a failure.
那他限制你的原因呢，就是他不想你成为一个糟糕的运动员或者是失败者。
But your heavenly father, Yahweh, is the person.The only person who gives you true freedom so that you reach your highest potential.
但事实上，亚伟神他是唯一这一位给你真正的自由，好使到你可以达到你所有的潜能。
I've only covered 3 points of the Lord's Prayer.
那我们看了主祷文三个请求。
And my time is already up.
那我的时间已经差不多了。
So maybe it's a good thing for me to leave the rest of the content till next week.
那里面的接下来内容，或许我要留到下一周去和大家分享。
Next week will be my turn also, and I'll give you a third talk, a third study on the Lord's Prayer.
那下一周也是我和大家分享信息，那就会来看主祷文的第三次分享。
So let me conclude.
那让我为大家总结。
God doesn't need you to tell him what your needs are.
那神不需要被告知你的需要是什么。
Before you open your mouth, he already knows.
在你开口以前，他已经知道了。
It is you who need to know what you really need and what you don't need.
而是你需要认识到你真实的需要是什么，还有你不需要的是什么。
Prayer is not for him.Pray really for you.
那 prayer 祷告事实上来说，不是为了神，而是为了你的益处。
To learn to pray along the lines of the Lord's Prayer, you will discover 7 things you really need.
当你按着主耶稣的指引去 好像主导文祷告的时候，你会发现七件你需要的事情。
And today you've seen three of the seven things.
那今天我们看了七件事情里面的三件。
You need to know the name of the only God is called Yahweh.
那首先你需要知道独一的神，他的名字是 Yahweh.
Secondly.
第二点
to enter God's kingdom and to help others enter is the purpose for your life.
那去进入神的国，还有帮助其他人进入神的国，是你人生的目标。
Thirdly,
第三件事情
God's plan, God's will is the best for you. It's most satisfying.
那神的计划，神的旨意对你来说是最美好的。
I can testify to this fact.
那我可以和大家为这件事情做见证。
God's plan for me, what I've been doing with my co-workers the last 40 years, is the best for him, best for me, best for mankind.
那在过去40多年，我和我的同工去行神的旨意，那他的旨意对我、对所有人、对他都是最好的。
How I wish you would do what I do.
我也希望你们也能够好像我一样。
But majority of you are wasting your time.
但是你们当中大部分人都在浪费你们的时间。
Just compare your life with my life, and you would agree you're wasting your time.
如果你比较你的生命和我的生命，那你也会说确实我在浪费我的生命。
Excuse me, but I'm not insulting you.
那请你体谅我的说话，我并不是在侮辱你。
Just answer yourself.
你只要问问自己。
Do you know the purpose for your life?
你知道你人生的目的是什么吗？
Then if you don't, you're wasting your time.
如果你不知道，那当然你是在浪费你的时间了。
Let us pray.
让我们祷告。
I'll ask Brother Albert to lead in prayer.
我们请 Albert 为我们做一个祷告。